Hello everyone, Larry Du Bois here, and welcome to another video. This is on a short teaching out of the book of Proverbs. Each day on Facebook, I put up what I call the Proverb of the Day, and I pick out one of the verses in the proverb that corresponds with the day of the month, and then I comment a little on it. And what happens is, if there's a month that has 30 days or less, then the Proverb 31, which is, it never gets posted too often. Well, anyway, I wanted to bring out something in it because it's occurred to me that I was interpreting something wrong in it at one time. But anyway, the chapter has a few things in the beginning there. Most of the chapter is dedicated to what is called the virtuous woman or the woman of Proverbs. You may have heard this. And it's describing this woman who is very diligent in taking care of her household, and she buys a field. I mean, we look to modern times and we'll say, well, the Bible's, you know, they're kind of oppressive of women. They don't believe in certain things. But this woman of Proverbs, she really is very industrious. And of course, a lot of it's within the home itself because she does have children. But nevertheless, it's a very good proverb. And I wanted to point out one particular verse that I was talking about. I'm not going to read the whole thing. You can read it at any time. Let's look over here. It's in verse 23, and it says, "Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land." And I think I brought this out in a couple other videos, that in the old world, before they had any kind of electronics or anything modern, the men of the city would meet at the gate. And that was kind of the hub. That was the public marketplace. If you wanted to conduct business, maybe, or if you wanted to announce something, but that was where the action was at the gate of the city. And it says, "Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land." Well, when I first read this years ago, I just interpreted it as she was married to a husband that was a famous person, or he was well-to-do in the community. You know, maybe he was some sort of leader. But then over the years, I realized that I don't think that's it at all. I think what it is that she's the one that makes her husband famous. He's known in the gates because of his wife that is so outstanding. So when he sits among the elders of the land, they might come up to him and you know, and they go, "Hey, there's brother so-and-so, and his wife makes him famous because he's got this virtuous woman." And that's kind of how I think it's probably meant. A couple more things about this. I did a video, it was an audio on street preaching and should women be street preaching. But in that, I had a song as an intro. And you can look it up on the internet. The song is from the 90s. It's done by a gal named Kim Hill. And it's kind of hard to find many copies of it actually now. But the title is called "Charm is Deceitful." And you can check that out. I'll put the link in the description box of the video. But she basically talks about this, she sings about this proverb. And I actually, going back to the text here now, I was in a meeting with a bunch of people that were in what they call recovering from drugs and alcohol. Their lives were in shambles. There was women in the meeting, and a lot of times those women are very needy. They're very oppressed. They're very they need a lot of encouragement. And I remember reading this portion. Well, actually, I just quoted it because I had it memorized, but it's in verse 30 of this proverb, and it says, I don't know if I mentioned 29, but I'll just read that. "Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing." Another version says beauty is vain. I like that one better. And that's how I quoted it. I said, "Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. And I had these gals, and I remember this one gal in particular, her jaw dropped. She goes, "That's beautiful." You know, she goes, that she really liked that. And I thought, well, she thinks I made it up or something. I don't know. Maybe she thought I was a poet or something. And I go, no, I go, hey, that's right out of the Bible. And I showed everybody where the passage was. I had the liberty in that meeting to, although not all of them, probably very few of them were believers, but I had the liberty to bring up the Bible, and I brought up this passage and kind of give a little discourse to them on how, you know, the Bible actually promotes womanhood, contrary to modern thinking. But anyway, that's it. It's a very short video. By all means, check out the song. It's pretty cool. But by all means, read the proverb, the whole chapter there. It would be great. But until we meet again, my friends, we'll see you on the next video. God bless you.